Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's August 16th, and I'm wearing a Peoria Distillers New Era 5950 purchased from Hat Heaven. In 1988, Bill James introduced the game score as a metric to gauge starting pitcher effectiveness. Kerry Wood achieved the highest 9-inning game score ever on May 20th, 1998, with a 105. On this date in 1914, George LeClair achieved the worst, minus 56. Born in 1886, Frenchie grew up in Farnham, Quebec. After a few years in the minors, he caught his break with the Pittsburgh Stogies of the Federal League in 1914. LeClair's rookie line was solid through 9 appearances, 2-1 with a 2.55 ERA. But the sole reason he's known today is for his 10th game, his second career start. George would go the distance against the Indianapolis Hoosiers, giving up 21 runs on 24 hits while walking 8. He took the loss. Frenchie's major league career would end after the 1915 season, along with the Federal League itself. He started 1916 with Little Rock, which he found too hot for his liking, so he spent the balance of the year in the following one in Peoria, a city which had a horrible 1917. The 3I League ended its season on July 8th due to the war, while Congress' proposal of the 18th Amendment, Prohibition, meant that Peoria would lose its title as whiskey capital of the world. Fall 1918 would see George working for the Canadian Pacific Railway in his hometown of Farnham, a major railroad junction. While the rails brought commerce to town, they also brought the flu, which took LeClair's life that October, a few days short of his 32nd birthday.